KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, let's take a look at sports this morning. In high school wrestling regional duels last night in Class 2A, Creston was a quick out as they were beaten by Davenport Assumption 54-14. In Class 3A, Lewis Central also lost in their semifinal match to Norwalk 48-26, ending their dual seasons. Also in high school basketball last night, just a few matches around the region. In girls' hoops, Riverside beat Whiting 58-54. It was Panorama over Ogden 67-31. In boys' basketball, Sioux City East topping Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 75-29. In college men's hoops, Bradley shot 55% for the game, including 11 of 20 from three-point range, to beat Northern Iowa 79-71 in Cedar Falls. Panther guard Wyatt Lohaus says there were too many breakdowns on defense.
79 points is way too much. There were a couple possessions they did make some tough shots, but for the most part, we weren't really providing any resistance to what they wanted to run. They were getting the looks they wanted to, so I think clearly it was on the defensive end that we lost that game, because I think offensively we were doing just fine.
UNI coach Ben Jacobson says the Panthers could not get enough stops in the second half to give themselves a chance.
And that's tough because we've been pretty good there. You know, we haven't been perfect at the defensive end, but we've been pretty good there. And tonight we couldn't find, and I didn't look through it close enough yet, guys, but I don't know if we got three possessions in a row where we stopped.
The Panthers fall to 5-6 in the Missouri Valley. They're 10-14 overall on the season. In top 25 men's college hoops, freshman forward Sadiq Bey scored a career-high 17 points, and senior guard Phil Booth hit key baskets down the stretch as number 14 Villanova remained perfect in the Big East by beating Creighton 66-59 in overtime. Booth finished with 14 points and 8 rebounds, while Eric Pascal scored 15 points and Colin Gillespie had 13 for the Wildcats. Also in the top 25, Jordan Caroline scored 30 of his season-high 40 points in the first half, and number 6 Nevada beat Colorado State 98-82. That's their eighth straight victory. Freshman forward Naz Reed tied a career-high with 29 points, including a three-pointer with 15 seconds left to lift number 21 LSU over Mississippi State 92-88 in overtime. Ethan Happ had 15 points and 13 rebounds to help number 19 Wisconsin avenge a loss to Minnesota with a 56-51 victory. That's the Badgers' sixth straight win overall. Jalen Smith had 18 points and 11 rebounds and fueled Maryland's decisive surge in the first half. And the 24th-ranked Terrapins beat fading Nebraska 60-45 last night. Well, the 20th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes are on the road tonight. They'll visit Indiana. The Hawkeyes are 6-5 in the Big Ten after rolling to a win over 5th-ranked Michigan last week. Here's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey.
You're constantly trying to get better at both ends of the floor. You're trying to get better collectively. You're trying to get better individually. Because if individuals improve, then the team improves.
Indiana snapped a 7-game losing skid with a win at Michigan State. And Coach Fran McCaffrey says the Hoosiers' health has improved.
They were 12-2 when they were healthy. Beat Louisville. And then Green's out. Finney's out. Davis is out. Well, it's going to be different. Now they're all back, going on the road and beat Michigan State. So that's who we're playing.
Junior forward Tyler Cook says the Hawkeyes need to continue to focus on defense.
Our Michigan game was a good example of how good we can be on that end of the floor, really on both ends of the floor, when we're locked in and playing together and playing as one. So we're just looking to kind of keep the momentum going and keep playing the same way and stay locked in as a team.
We'll have that game for you tonight. It'll be it'll be part of a doubleheader tonight. It'll be a high school and then college doubleheader for you here on the radio tonight, as Chris will be in Harlan late this afternoon as Atlantic will play at Harlan in girls Hawkeye 10 conference basketball. That'll be a high school matchup at 4:30 this afternoon is the start time on that broadcast. After we're finished up, then at 7 o'clock tonight, we'll start the broadcast as Iowa plays at Indiana. That's a 7 o'clock pregame. 8 o'clock is tip time on that game tonight. Well, the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame announced that the 10 candidates for the 2019 Julius Erving Small Forward of the Year Award include Iowa State's Mariel Shayok. Shayok has been one of the Big 12 Conference top players this season for the Cyclones. The Ottawa, Ontario native is second in the conference in scoring at 19.1 points per game. He has a chance to become just the second player in the last 10 years to average 19 points and shoot 50% from the field, 40% behind the arc, and 90% at the free throw line. Only Nevada's Luke Babbitt in 2009 and 2010 has reached those marks. Shayok is currently shooting 50.6% from the field, 39.1% behind the arc, and 88.4% at the charity stripe. Shayok has scored in double figures in 22 of 23 games this season, posting 10 games with 20 or more points. He scored 24 earlier this year against Kansas, hitting all five of his three-point attempts and 9 of 12 shots overall from the floor. He's 8th in the Big 12 in field goal percentage, 9th in three-point field goal percentage, and 4th in free throw percentage. Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter says the number 10 worn by Megan Gustafson will be retired eventually. The senior center is Iowa's all-time leading scorer and rebounder and set a new Big Ten record this week by being named the league's Player of the Week for the 20th time in her career.
It's just a matter of when it will happen. And it's my opinion that it should not happen during our season. And so I just want to put it to rest right now that it won't happen during our season. We have more basketball to be played.
Bluter says the Iowa administration has told her that the number will be retired someday.
And it's something that happens when your career is over. And we're hoping that Megan's career lasts a little bit longer, well into March. And so I think the way that people can really get behind her is come out and watch her, you know, and come out and watch her play in person. And I think that's a great way to honor her. And again, when the time is appropriate, we will do that. But we're just going to wait for the right time.
The Iowa women will host Michigan State tonight. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says the way rosters are being constructed is rapidly changing. This is the second year of the early and late signing period, and a record of more than 140 underclassmen have declared for the NFL draft.
Then the other obvious thing that's changed in college football is just this transfer portal, and which, you know, has the potential of becoming free agency in college football. So I think those three things alone just give you an illustration of why it's so interesting to be a college coach and how, you know, kind of keeps you on the edge of your seat.
Ferentz has no issue with graduate transfers, but says underclassmen transferring and playing right away is a form of free agency.
The other thing is it just opens the door for third parties to be involved, and I'm not sure that's something we want to really open the door to. We're always going to be involved with those people in every walk of life. You always have that, but you know, the more you open the door to get third parties involved, I'm not sure that's healthy for anybody.
Iowa had four players leave early for the NFL. To round out their recruiting class, the Hawkeyes added a graduate transfer punter and signed two players on defense.
Defensive back Jamari Harris coming, and also defensive lineman TJ McCall. So, you know, excited about those guys. The staff worked hard to look to fill some needs and look at guys that we had an interest in over the last several months. We kept digging a little bit deeper and felt really good about both those individuals.
Also in NFL news, the Atlanta Falcons are releasing kicker Matt Bryant, ending a 10-year run for the team's all-time leading scorer. The decision Wednesday to not renew the team's option on the 43-year-old Bryant comes despite another strong season in 2018 when he made 20 of 21 field goals and 33 of 35 extra points. His only missed field goal was from 53 yards at Green Bay. Bryant missed three games with a hamstring injury. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.